Watch, they're idiots. Mob performs fiery street takeover at Florida intersection. By Amy Furr on December 15, 2024. Video shows a mob descending on an intersection in Orange County, Florida, causing a frightening scene the night of November 30. The group of approximately 30 individuals took over the intersection at South John Young Parkway and Central Florida Parkway, then set fires and performed dangerous stunts with their vehicles, Fox 35 reported Friday. And seeing the video, that video is nuts, one driver told WFTV. If you look on TikTok, that's all you see. Donuts, street racing, and they're idiots because they're getting hit by their own cars. They have no, apparently no care of what it costs. The situation escalated as participants harassed innocent drivers, blocked them from passing, and in some cases, climbed on and damaged vehicles, the Orange County Sheriff's Office said in a social media post Thursday. This reckless and violent behavior poses a serious danger to our community, and we are committed to holding those responsible accountable, the agency continued. Video footage of the incident shows someone screaming, "There's a baby in the car," before the clip cuts to other people jumping on car hoods. At one point, a car is seen speeding past people with two individuals hanging out of its back windows. In this video, we highlight the faces of 30 individuals involved in this takeover. If you recognize anyone, please contact Crimeline at 800-423-TIPS, 8477. You can remain anonymous, the sheriff's office said. Fox 35 noted the incident happened on the south side of Orlando, noting that multiple cars were damaged, but no one suffered injuries due to the activity. I feel so really bad for the people that were just there trying to go about their daily lives and got caught up in that mess. Dave Nutting, a law enforcement specialist and retired deputy with the sheriff's office, told the outlet. He added, "I've seen so many road rage shootings, and a large number of them end up being justifiable homicides, because the person pulling the trigger is afraid for their lives." Police have not arrested anyone in relation to the November 30 incident.